drop silence. Okay, so that day, Narada Muni's story we were seeing. Yeah, previous lives. So that day we saw Narada went and he, as a boy. See, just as a revision, two lifetimes back he was Gandharva. Okay, Upabarhana his name was. And as a Gandharva, he sang songs which did not please Krishna. So that is why he had to take birth again in earth as a son of a maidservant. And the maidservant, she had invited, I mean she didn't invite, for some saints came to their house and she was serving them. At that time you saw how Narada, as a 4 year old boy, he used to take the remnants of their, whatever food was left in their plate, he took only that by their permission. And then, you know, then his mother expired only when he was only 5 years old. Just a small boy, only 5 years old. Yeah, a snake bit his mother, so she expired. And then Narada, he did not worry because he all those days, the 4 months, he listened to everything by the saints. The saints always talking about Krishna. That is why he was filled with Krishna consciousness. And what he went to the north and he sat below banyan tree, as I told you, and he started meditating on the super soul. As I keep telling you, Krishna exists in each and every one of us in the form of a super soul. In English, it's called super soul. In Sanskrit, it is Paramatma. Okay. So, this is how Krishna is existing within each and every one of us. So, now Narada, as a small boy, 5 years old, he was completely concentrating on the Paramatma. Suddenly, he saw the Paramatma. Because he completely concentrated on that, he saw the form of the Lord who was sitting in his heart in the form of Paramatma with all the four paraphernalia, Shankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma. What is the name of the Shankha of Vishnu? And what is the name of the Chakra? Chakra, Chakra, Sudarshana. And what is the name of the Chakra? Chakra you said, na? And Gada, what is the name of the Kaumodaki? So Padma is lotus. So with all this paraphernalia and with the yellow pitambar, Lord Vishnu always wears yellow pitambar dhoti. And with all this beautiful form of the Lord, he saw in his heart just for 1 second and it immediately disappeared. He was sitting and, you know, he was just looking and he saw that beautiful form of the Lord. There is nothing beautiful more than the beauty of the Lord in this world. Or forget the world, beyond the world. So that he saw that and immediately it got, it disappeared. So he thought, let me do this process again. Let me concentrate completely and think of only of the Lord, chant the holy names of the Lord, and let me think of Krishna. He tried, so many times he tried, but he never saw the form. Then a sweet voice came from the sky and it said that now since you have still some material attachments, that is why you cannot see me. When you will be completely free of all your attachments, then you will see me always. That is the Lord. That is why leave all attachments and then you will be completely devote yourself to me. Then you will attain me. That is what is told in Bhagavad Gita also. Always think of me. No? Yes. And do your duty. That does not mean you should not do your duty. You should do your duty. What is your duty? Study. So then Narada, this way he was thinking of the Lord. And then gradually he went to many holy places. As I said, he never got distracted by anything. He went to holy places, finally became old one day. When he became old one day, he had to leave his body. But at that time, because Narada was very serious, means that person, I mean that boy, he was, as he grew old also, he was so serious and so sincere, only thinking of Krishna, he got a spiritual body. See, when a person dies, after that he changes the body. But it is told in Bhagavad Gita, Dehi Nosmi Neta Dehi Kaumaram Yauvanam. Yeah. So he changes the body. So, but if you are a devotee, if you keep on thinking of Krishna, chanting names of Krishna, hearing about Krishna and doing your duties, everything for Krishna, whatever you do, say for example you are a doctor, use your profession to serve devotees. Okay, you become an engineer. Build a temple for Krishna. So whatever career you do, use it. Now if you are good in computers, You can do your so many services required in the temple. You can do that. So like that you can use whatever you are good at for, if you are a good cook, cook for Krishna. If you are a doctor, you can cure the devotees. Okay. Or if you are a businessman, you will get lot of money. You can use the money for building a temple. So this way you can, whatever you do it for Krishna. So the point is, Narada in one lifetime, he concentrated completely on Krishna and he listened to all the stories told by the saints, to all the instruction of Srimad Bhagavatam. He perfected his life and he got the body of Narada, a spiritual body. So it depends on you, whether you want to take a spiritual body or the same material body. See, if you get this material body, we always get cold, cough, injections, loose motion, so many things. You have to go to the doctor 10 times, right? But in spiritual body, no. No pains, nothing. Now you can't sit for 2 hours. Now you can see all of you, all your legs are paining. Right? But with a spiritual body, it's different. It's a good experience. You don't have no more this thing. Medicines, all these bitter medicines. No, so much you have to take when you are sick. No more those things. Anyway, so it depends on you. And then Narada got a spiritual body and he used to fly everywhere. As I told you, he used to fly to heavenly planets. He used to fly everywhere. Okay, and he was always, he used to go to fly into Vaikuntha. Actually, now say suppose, what makes you happy? Suppose something new comes in a market. Immediately you want that thing, right? So you get that thing, then you become happy. But that happiness, how long does it last? Maybe 5 minutes, or maybe 1 day, or maximum 2 days, or maximum 1 month, or maximum 1 year. Not more than that. So, but if you combine all that, your little happiness, so sometimes your father gives you a surprise, you feel so happy. So all that happiness when you combine all together for your whole lifetime if you want, that is not even equal to 1 second happiness in Vaikuntha. So much happiness is there. Kunta means anxiety. And Vaikuntha means a place where there is no anxiety, no tension, no exams for you. Okay, so this way, Narada used to fly everywhere and he used to, as I told you, wherever, if anyone desired to know about Krishna, he was always over there teaching them about Krishna, and this is how many people perfected their life. So this was the story of Narada Muni. So what is the moral from Narada Muni's story? That in one lifetime, he achieved the spiritual body. He was concentrating only on Krishna. Okay? So this is how you can do that. So, Shri Narada Muni ki.
Jai.